Hello and welcome above the plane. This is Jake Lawrence, your host. Today I'd like to speak on a topic that I'm seeing and hearing and even experiencing kind of on a recurring basis. And a lot of times when we change seasons, you know, we're looking at winter to spring, there are energy shifts, you know, whether that's a decrease or an increase, there's just a change, you experience a change. And what I'm seeing a lot of is this hesitation to commit to what is necessary. I believe that there is this hesitation is pervasive, meaning a lot of people experience it. And it may result from life being a little diluted, meaning there's a lot of different things going on, a lot of elements that require attention or that we or society deems as important, okay? So here we're looking at, let's say we're talking about health and fitness, since this is a, you know, health, fitness, psychological podcast. If we're talking about the things that, you know, help us persist and live in this, you know, this life that leads to outcome of longevity, which is what most people say they desire, okay? What gets repeated, you know, really ends up being what formulates the result, okay? And when things are optional, okay, when you decide that doing X is optional, like, you know, whatever your workout may be, if it's an option for the day, if all of that is on the table when you wake up in the morning as maybe not essential, then you end up in a kind of a stressful loop, okay? Whereas when you wake up, you're deciding over and over again what has to happen instead of just making the decision that it's required to happen. And I believe this is why, you know, the structure of work is really drives people's lives, because it has to happen. It's required. Okay. There's a certain exchange of time, skill, energy for money, which is essentially survival. Okay. In modern, you know, in our modern lives. And unless you can take back that area of your life, you're going to live in this loop constantly. I mean, if you're interested in your health, okay, which if you're listening to this or if you know me at all, you understand that it's of value, right? I do believe in balance, meaning, yeah, you're going to do some things that balance out your life. You know, you're going to do some fitness, healthy things. You might have some sort of indulgences here and there that you enjoy as well. That's all part of being alive and living, okay? And making, making sacrifices on a daily basis sometimes, but, or even on a, you know, quarterly basis, if you're trying to achieve a goal that's kind of a short-term goal, right? You're going to change your life to make that goal more of a reality. You're going to do what's required because there's a commitment, you know. And we can circle back to the idea of work and how it's easy to commit to that, easy to show up when you're sick. I mean, you do what you do. That's why we have all these pharmaceutical drugs that, you know, have side effects. And what do? Well, they make it so you can get through your day, so you can go to work, so you can, you know, be somewhat effective when you probably should just be resting, shutting it all down. But work's important. Life goes on, right? So we've been taught, and it's been become expected of us to soldier on and push through, right? But if it were an elective thing, such as your fitness, that elective thing, for most people it stops. Okay, again, where's the priority? Priority is not with the self. It's with this idea of money, this idea of growth and expansion, and commitment to the economic process. Which at the end of the day, you're gonna, your drive is to at some point stop participating in that process, you know, via retirement or selling your business or something where you're gonna get rid of that work in the future. And I think for me personally, that's always been kind of a struggle. Okay, if something is gonna end, if I'm gonna get rid of it, it's like, how can I prioritize that over other things? And what will that prioritization do to myself, you know? And it's probably just a complex that occurs in just a few people, but I think if you keep asking a question over and over again, that question stays relevant to you, right? If you disregard it or you discard it, okay, then you move on towards other things, towards what you've committed to, right? And no right or wrong, I just think wellness, you know, being healthy and then being not healthy, you know, like which happens when you get sick, brings a lot of these things to the forefront. Because whether it's what I experience and what I do or what I view other people doing, there's a similarity there. And I think it's fascinating how we become so automatic that there's not even a pausing or thinking or maybe a reassessing of, you know, why do anything if you can't fully give yourself to it, you know? Like, what's the outcome going to be? If we're deluded in all these different things, these aspects that are pulling energy from us and that we struggle with, either it being important to us or it should be important to us, there's no true self. Like, there's no true self-knowledge in there, because you're constantly looking at the external and either what's expected of you, what society deems as important and valuable, you know, what solutions are available, you know, such as time and rest versus pharmaceuticals and pushing through, you know, natural sleep versus induced sleep, all those things, you know. And it's just fascinating. And I think it's healthy to look at that. It's healthy. It's a healthy reminder to think about these things and also to ask yourself, where am I going? You know, why am I going that direction? And what's the outcome I want to get out of that? Or what's the outcome I hope to experience, you know, along the journey? What's the journey I want to have? And I think unless somebody, especially when you've progressed into adulthood, maybe you've been doing something for many, many years, say you've hit your 40s, I think as somebody who is going to reassess, it can be pretty painful, because this idea of change, stopping, and then finding a new direction comes with the unknown. You know, the unknown means, you know, it means that. It means unknown. And it could be just behavior, like we've been talking about, behavior, prioritizations, again, choosing what the top priority is, and then really letting yourself kind of go down that path, you know, and again, have an experience that you've just decided that you want to have, or you want to potentially have. So just a little recording today regarding, you know, health, our commitments, and just the diluted, how we can be diluted in many different areas and how that may be expected of us to actually have that much confusion in our lives. And then the expectation of being competent in all those areas as well. So coming to you again with thoughts from above the plane. This has been Jake Lawrence. And until next time, onward and upward.